The Florida Senate is tackling Amendment 2, the medical marijuana constitutional provision that gained approval in November. And as lawmakers get back to work, they'll need to decide whether to keep existing law in place or start over. I'm Nick Evans. More than 70% of voters backed Amendment 2, the strongest stamp of approval yet for a state medical marijuana program at the ballot box. Tuesday, Tampa Republican Senator Dana Young led a workshop on how to implement the initiative.
As you can see by today's agenda, we are jumping right in. With perhaps one of our more visible challenges.
After the legislature approved a limited marijuana program in 2014, the Department of Health's Office of Compassionate Use spent 2 years in a running court battle, with nurseries vying for licenses. The amendment now directs the department to pass rules for ID cards, caregivers, and treatment centers by October of next year. Office of Compassionate Use Director Christian Bax is confident his team is ready for the challenge.
As we move into rulemaking, the department is committed to an open, transparent process that welcomes the views of every stakeholder in this process. And as always, we remain committed to moving this process forward as quickly and as safely as possible for Florida's patients.
In the State House, a coalition of supporters from both sides of the aisle may look to establish a broader framework after seeing their proposals get bogged down in the last two sessions. Ben Polera, campaign chair for the amendment, says the scope of support should give half-hearted lawmakers the political cover to get involved.
In 63 of 67 counties, 118 of 120 state House districts, every congressional district, and every state Senate district in Florida, medical marijuana received support in excess of the 60% required for passage. This expression of popular will was not regional or partisan or urban versus suburban versus rural. This was a clear mandate of support from voters in every corner of our state.
The amendment's language doesn't require the legislature do anything, but if lawmakers want to get involved, there are many policy areas where they could. Just to name a few, they could pass limitations based on residency, routes of administration, or zoning. But because the initiative changes the Constitution, the state's primary governing document, lawmakers will also have to decide whether to keep existing policy in place or go back to the drawing board. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.